Walker? Wolf?
Here.
Present DiPietro.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. A motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of April 21st meeting and place them on file. Can I have a an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Who is that?
Jane. Sorry.
Jane, thank you. And can I have a second, please?
Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, the motion carries. All the copies of all the committee reports are on your desks. Can I have an introduction, please?
Duan.
Can I have a second, please? Someone?
Jane.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed? The motion is carried. Let's see, we have, okay. Communications. We have two letters from the Columbia Green Democratic Socialists of America. I think the second one came in later, sort of modifying the first. And to clear up something, there was a question from a council member. When we accept letters, we're just accepting the fact that we're acknowledging that we received them. There is no indication of favoring them or disfavoring them or anything like that. We're just acknowledging that they've been received. Can I have an introduction, please? Did somebody say? Tiffany? No?
I'll introduce.
Rebecca. Can I have a second, please?
Jane, second.
Jane. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Nay, it's Eileen.
You don't want to accept the letters?
Yes, and my objection is that they are anonymous except for an organization. I don't know who is speaking to us. So that's my only reason for not agreeing is it's an anonymous business, and I don't.
Okay. You're the only opposition, though, so motion carries.
Wait a minute. What letter is that again? Is that the DSA?
The DSA, yeah.
I vote nay.
You vote nay?
Present DiPietro. Present DiPietro.
Yes. Should we do a roll call vote?
No.
Yes. If there's any opposition, we have to do a roll call
vote. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Nay.
Halloran?
Nay.
Lewis? I'm sorry?
Aye.
Thank you. Morancy?
Nay.
Is Mizan in the meeting yet?
No, he doesn't seem to be. Oh, yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Mizan?
Shusha?
Aye. I don't hear anything. What was the conversation? What is that topic?
Okay. It's accept the letter.
Letter from who?
From the Democratic Socialists of America and Green in Columbia County. Their opinion about the. It's in your documents. It's a letter about the housing project.
Well, at this moment, I will say no.
Rosenthal?
I don't see there any problem accepting a letter, anonymous or not. So it's a communication to the council. I think we should just take it.
If I may just point out, it's from an organization that identifies itself. So presumably they have some identity. It's not an anonymous thing. And you take I'm sure you've taken organizational letters before from
we have. Commerce.
Of course we have.
So I would just advise you to be careful here.
So I vote we accept the correspondence.
Yeah, I don't see any difference. We accepted or not, but no, it's just I vote aye.
Trombley?
No.
Has Walker joined the meeting?
No. I don't see his name.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
We have a tie vote, 5-5.
This is pretty ridiculous. I see there's no harm in us accepting any. We should accept communications from organizations and the public. I don't think we should be sitting here trying to reject them based on.
Well, if I may, John, that's how you feel about it, and I respect
it. Well, I agree with John because.
Okay, one at a time. Go on.
Yeah, I agree with John because we are here for listen to people, so we should accept those letters.
It's just part of the record.
And I agree with my colleagues. We have a right to our vote.
Okay, well, I have to say...
Can I also just point out, this is an example of a citizen petitioning government, exercising their First Amendment rights to communicate to government, and they have a constitutional right to petition it. They've sent you a letter expressing their views on an issue. You are simply acknowledging for the record that you have received it. You have legally received it anyway. I'm not sure what the difference is by not doing it, except you are sort of affirmatively making an aggressive statement that isn't necessary. You're not condoning, agreeing with, or recognizing any validity whatsoever in the letter. It's certainly not libelous or slanderous, which would give you a reason possibly not to accept it. But I just would caution you. I think, you know, you can have strong feelings about what's in there for it, but it's been received.
I agree.
Absolutely. It's very disappointing, but we'll go on. Can only be seen as some kind of bizarre form of red baiting, in my opinion. But anyway, let's get on with the list of bills on the desks. Let's see. Shaheem, can you post the list of bills?
Let's see, a second to get it. I'm sorry.
Okay, take your time. Also, Shaheem, Malachi says he's trying to get in. He's having a hard time. I don't know why.
I can post this.
The person I've got here in the waiting room is Rick Rector.
Okay.
Thank you.
There are the bills.
Okay, we have the bills up. Any question about the bills?
What's the $12,280 expenditure? Rodenhausen, remind me of that.
That's the firm that handles the IDA as well as the assessments and the preservation board.
Okay, so that's just their routine.
If I maybe I'd point out is because we divided up the work of the attorneys on this, and it's not just under a single person anymore, there's only one payroll line that can fit into the normal budgeting. So the rest of us have all gone in essentially as independent contractors. Okay. The amounts have stayed the exact same as what was originally budgeted and what our salaries were set at. And so now you're going to be seeing monthly bills in lieu of that. And I'm not sure exactly on the Rodenhausen one. Some of it is, gets billed as on a time basis. But that's why you're going to see one for me and Zoe going forward and probably others.
Thanks, Jeff.
Do I have a motion, an introduction to pay the bills?
I'll introduce Jane.
Jane, can I have a second, please?
Eileen, second.
A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye. Whoops, sorry.
Are you there, Shusha?
Alderman Mizan?
Seems like he's in here anymore.
No, he doesn't seem to be there.
Maybe he lost his...
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Clara?
Aye.
Probably.
Aye.
Walter?
He's still trying to join the meeting here.
Yeah, and Shusha's saying he's on hold.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Tom, you're muted.
Oh. Shaheem, can you send the Zoom invitation to Malachi?
Yep, I'm on the phone with him right now.
Okay. So before we get to any of the resolutions, I don't want to hold the chief here for all of our other work. So what we'll do next is...
Excuse me, President DiPietro, I don't have your vote on the bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were already there. Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, Tracy.
Carrie, that's okay.
Confusion tonight. You know, we're trying to open up this Zoom meeting to everyone, and it's created some confusion, I think. We're still, of course, streaming live for those who are listening. But if you are listening and want to join the Zoom meeting, the Zoom connection is at the city website under the meeting. So, as I was saying, we are now going to hear from we've invited the Chief Moore to come tonight to discuss recent events in the city that I know a number of you are concerned, well, we're all concerned about, but a number of you have asked to hear about it. So, Chief, you want to take it away?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm very glad to, kind to see everybody and to update you. It's a serious matter at hand. I've had to do this in front of the council before, and I hope this is the last time. But I think you should all be brought up to speed on what your department is doing and what the situation is at hand. So I did send some notes around. I don't know if it went out to everybody, but if you bear with me, I'll go through them quickly. We can trace the events that recently happened to March 28th shooting in Cherry Alley, where Terrell Starr had shot at a yet to be identified person. Video and witness statements put that case together for us, and we made an arrest. Then May 2nd, we had the drive-by shooting on North 2nd Street, and we have developed some information that shows that these incidents might have been related. On May 6th, we ordered, we put out orders to saturate the downtown area with foot and bicycle patrols and visible police cars, park and key areas. We were able to utilize the extra personnel that we had on hand for this because we had converted to 12-hour shifts because of the coronavirus. Then on May 16th, and some of you might have seen the extra patrols downtown below 3rd Street, State Columbia, Front Street. and we're going to continue with those. On May 16th, of course, we had the homicide around 11 p.m. I'll characterize it as the shootout between two parties in the HTA parking lot. Immediately, we assembled a team made up of our Hudson detectives, available patrols, command staff. The New York State Police was requested. The troopers responded with units from SP Livingston Barracks, their major crime unit, the forensic investigation unit, which did the crime scene processing, their computer crimes unit, their crime analysis unit, and their violent gang narcotics enforcement team. So as of this morning, there's been more than 35 state troopers assigned to Hudson that have already logged hundreds of hours around the clock. We've developed 112 leads in this case, this homicide. We've conducted over 50 interviews and statements collected from our citizens. And we've done more than a dozen interviews in the station. We have collected a large quantity of evidence. We've executed some search warrants, some of them outside our jurisdiction with help from other law enforcement. There is no motive clearly established right now, but we are bearing down on several people of interest in this case. I do predict that the weight of evidence will eventually lead to arrests, much like in 2017, where we successfully identified the people behind the violence that led to seven residents at the core being arrested, incarcerated, sentenced after trial. I just like 2017, I do ask the citizens for patience. I think it's imperative that we once again build a solid case and have a proper prosecution. Lastly, I'll say that there is no guarantee that back and forth violence will not continue. Sometimes these things are acts of retribution. Lastly, the public has not exactly been forthcoming with information, with only three tips on our tip line. So there's usually a lull after these events, a lot of activity up front, but we're working around the clock. We're going to keep the pedal to the metal until we see this thing through. So I appreciate the support that I've gotten from the mayor and council members. And I can assure you we will professionally handle this.
Any questions from council members? That being said, I guess we'll move on.
Thank you, Tom. And thank you,
Chief,
for your time and attention. Also, anyone that has any issues or questions, please contact me. I'm here every day. We've had long days here. Any concerns, I invite anyone in the public to contact me.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you all.
Okay. Shaheem, can you put up the resolutions, starting with the number one?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Simple resolution. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranty.
Aye.
Mizan.
Did you unmute him, Shersha? Is he? Is that Shersha?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Shaw?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Unmute yourself, Rebecca.
Aye. Sorry.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. The next resolution reappoints Michael O'Hara and Angela Chandler to the Conservation Advisory Council. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Bauer.
Aye.
Twombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye. Shaheem, go to resolution number 3, please. Whoa. Yes. Where is it? Oops. A roll call vote, please. This is the resolution hiring a retaining an ADA architect in compliance with our Department of Justice settlement. A roll call vote. Oh, sorry.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Twombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carrie.
The next resolution is asking our representatives to provide to support a federal relief package for local governments. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Twombly?
Aye.
Walker?
Malachi? He's there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I muted myself.
Okay.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, please, Shaheem. Yes. This is designating June 2020 as Graduates Month. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Twombly?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution asks landlords to practice rent flexibility and for banks to offer deferment plans on mortgage loans. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Twombly?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. The next Thank you. The next resolution is funding with a retainer the architects to satisfy the Department of Justice settlement of our lawsuit. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis? Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sara?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
The next resolution is just a transfer, a simple transfer of funds for our legal counsel's hospitalization buyout. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. Okay, now we start with the new resolutions. Let's see, the first one is a resolution approving the city's corrective action plan in response to the state controller. This has been sent to you in the past. Let's see. And it with the Heather's recommendations that Heather also has seen, and they're mainly methods of accounting that we have to make sure are done, because we do control that aspect. It's about how the city examines payroll and accrued leave. I hope you all saw that document. So that we can now, so I need a, first of all, I need an introduction.
I'll introduce.
Jane, and a second, please.
Eileen, I'll second.
Thank you. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sara.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
The next resolution is accepting a donation, again, in memory of James Vining, in the amount of $25. Can I have an introduction? It's on behalf of the fire department. Can I have an introduction, please? Someone? Jane,
yeah.
A second, please.
I'll second. Walker.
Malachi, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
Excuse me. The next... there you go. The next resolution is funding the new technological assistance we've been getting because of the... new way of doing business. And there's an outside chance that this could be refunded through the various COVID assistance plans that are out there. So, may I have an introduction?
Calvin, I'll introduce.
Calvin. Second?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Tom, can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Is this something to do with Joe Vining? Are we still using Joe Vining for the IT?
No, this is somebody else. This is Shaheem, who's handling the meeting right now for us. And a couple...
A different company then.
This is just for him to take care of meetings of the council, the two main council meetings, and the three regulatory boards.
Okay, gotcha. Aye.
Meese, aye.
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sala?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, it's a good thing, because if we didn't, we probably would lose our technical support for the rest of the meeting. Just kidding. It's a joke. Okay, resolution number 12. This authorizes a loan from the general fund to the capital fund for the installation of sewer pump stations. We discussed this at the finance committee, and this is a loan, most of which will be reimbursed by the grant, and the rest will be paid from the sewer fund. Any questions? Can I have an introduction, please?
Eileen, I'll introduce.
And a second, please.
I'll second it, Jane.
Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Moranti.
Aye.
Meezan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Chombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carry.
The next resolution is transfer funds within various DPW accounts. It's up on your screen. You can see it's all just one thing to the next. Interesting. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Thank you, Jane. A second, please.
Rebecca.
A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Moranti.
Aye.
Meezan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Chombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carry.
The next resolution is authorizing the Superintendent of Public Works to proceed with the solar crosswalk project. We've heard about this for a while now, and now it's actually going to happen. Unless there's some questions, may I have an introduction?
Calvin.
Shusha seconds. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Perry?
The next resolution is just to do the reporting for the retirement system. We do this every year, I believe. Unless there's any questions, can I have an introduction, please? Someone? Jane? Can I have a second, please?
I'll second, Eileen.
Okay.
I'll see the hall tomorrow, Jane.
Yeah.
A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carry.
The next resolution shows that we support the Hudson Tourism Board solicitation of applications, which we learned about at our last meeting. This is just to show that we're watching what they're doing and we approve of what they're doing so far. Can I have an introduction?
I'll introduce Jane.
Jane. A second, please. Second, someone?
Can I second it?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I can.
A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Thank you. Moranti.
I thought you said ouch, but aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carry.
The next resolution is expressing our opposition to a proposed repower station, generating station in Newburgh. This was introduced, I believe, originally by John Rosenthal. Is there anything we need to know more?
Rebecca brought it to my attention.
Okay. Let's see. It looks pretty self-explanatory, unless there's other questions.
Rebecca could talk about it too, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is a power plant that is being positioned as just a renovation of an existing power, it basically would greatly increase the amount of emissions and pollution coming from an already existing site that has a power plant on it, but with that power plant that's on it currently operates very, very insignificantly. And so it's a really, just a really damaging environmental mess if it were to pass. Or so this is just the supportive resolution.
Okay. Can I have an introduction, please? You can introduce Rebecca.
Oh, I'll introduce. Sorry, Rebecca.
A second, please.
I'll second.
John, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis? Moranti?
I wish I had more information, but if, you know, I'm going to go by what Rebecca's saying on this one. If it's going to produce more pollution and it's not good for the environment, I'm going to trust Rebecca and I'm going to say yes.
Mizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
It's also a fracking gas a renovation as well, I think, correct, Rebecca?
That could totally be. All I know for sure is that it is a gas powered.
There we go. Okay, well, so I.
Thank you. Sauron?
Aye.
Chombly? Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. Good. We have just enough time. The last resolution. We previously increased the parking fees solely for Warren Street. This if you followed the Finance Committee meeting, you realize one of the biggest hits we're taking is with our parking revenues. So this resolution extends that increase to the side streets as well, not to the parking lots, just to all the meters, but not the parking lots. Do I have an introduction?
Rebecca.
And a second.
I'll second.
Who is that?
Jane.
Thank you. Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sauron?
Aye.
Chombly?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye. Sorry.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. And that's it. Thank you, Tracy. And that's it for resolutions. Dewan and Shersha wanted to talk before they have to leave, so I'm ceding the floor to Dewan first.
What's that?
Shersha said you would like to talk before you leave at 8. Is there anything in particular that he was referring to?
Oh, I don't have nothing.
Oh, okay. Shersha?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to ask about about the Hall Road project is like, if it is, I want to share my idea, if it is get approved by planning board, it's going to be a little light. We are getting too much affected in our house and traffic. So is there any possible can council, to help planning board or some point at that Hall Road get approved and then those big truck and a little bit removed from Hudson.
Well,
it's my idea.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're a regulatory board unto themselves and we don't really, we can't tell them what to do. They have to follow, the law as they understand it. If you want to, in the future, come up with some kind of resolution that, I'm not sure what you could actually come up with. And frankly, we'd have to talk about this with Jeff. I don't think we really have a role in it, except...
The council certainly has a right to comment to the planning board on how they view anything.
Right. Now. So, a resolution would just be a question of saying we support or don't support some aspect of the application, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. You can voice your opinion one way or the other.
Sure.
Whatever the issue is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying you couldn't voice your opinion. What I just meant is, we can't tell. It has no authority with them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got it there. Another thing I want to thank the whole council was doing happy Ramadan for us, and it's going to be over very soon, like a couple of days after it's coming, like our Eid. So I want to share Eid Mubarak with the whole council from me, Duan, and from our community. And I want to thank you all of our council and all common council.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the holiday. And I guess in about, a half hour, you'll get to eat?
About 13 minutes, me and the one will leave.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy breaking the fast.
Thank you.
So, members of the council, do you have anything you'd like to, any new business you'd like to introduce tonight?
Tiffany's raising her hand.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on. Who wants... Oh, Tiffany, I see it. Tiffany, go ahead. You have the floor.
I would like to tell my colleagues to please spread the word if you don't already know that we're going to have a testing site, a COVID testing site at JFE on May 27th and also June 2nd from 10 to 2. They can call 518-828-3358 to get an appointment. They do not need a doctor's referral or insurance, just some form of identification.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me see. Any other council members want to raise their hand? I don't see any yet.
Eileen, Miss Eileen, can I raise?
Okay. Eileen got there first. Dominic. You're next.
Okay.
I just wanted to clarify. I was a little surprised by the reaction to not accepting the letter. And the reason that I object to it is because it was anonymous. And the reason
not anonymous,
that
anonymous was
an issue with this, it wasn't on their first one, was they said some three different things about why doesn't the city do this thing or the other thing. And I would have wanted to get a hold of whoever that was and understand it a little bit better. So I'm not red baiting. I wanted to talk to whoever authored the letter.
I'll give you his address. I thought it was on the letter, but maybe it wasn't.
It just has the community and their Gmail and all that good stuff.
Oh, their Gmail. There you go. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, thank you.
My turn.
Dominic.
Sorry, Dominic.
You're on, Dominic.
That's okay. Thank you. A few things. I understand that the Hudson Bonds had started today, so I hope we can get out and support the local businesses and buy some huts and bonds. Hopefully that can encourage and support moving forward. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a Hudson Business Coalition. You can reach out to them on how to obtain the huts and bonds. Additionally, I want to thank Heather Campbell. I listened to the finance, as scary as some of that is. She has... She really has done a great job in kind of painting this picture, you know. And I think we all need to really keep an eye on the picture because it can change as we know month by month. And Tom, what I would like you to do, Tom, and I know it was brought up at the finance meeting, if we can get a grasp of what the 5%, 10% each department looks like. You know, moving forward, and maybe we could kind of get a number and just some reassurance that, you know, there's something going on in that regard. I would really appreciate it.
Well,
thanks.
I you were at the meeting, so Heather said she hasn't gotten the figures yet from the various department heads, but you certainly will share those. I mean, that'll be hopefully by the June. I hope by the June finance meeting we'll have those figures. I mean, I know some departments are having a hard time with it. The police department in particular, because they have very little that's, what's the phrase? You know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, income, that money that you can just use arbitrarily, not arbitrarily, but you know what I mean.
Right.
I'm tired.
Discretionary.
Thank you, Eileen. Discretionary. That's the word I was looking for. Sorry, it's been my second meeting of the night. Anyway, thank you, Dominic, and we will definitely stay on top of that. Anybody else in the council have anything they'd like to say? Oh, okay. Jane.
I'd like to just give a shout-out to Calvin's Tourism Board Committee. These guys, the committee, and then there's a smaller subcommittee, but they have really, really done a huge heavy lift. They've worked really hard over the last couple of months. They've been extremely productive. I'm excited. I've been sitting in on their meetings, and I'm excited about what they've done and where they're going with it. They're collaborating with other groups in town. They've taken a big project, and they're really working it through. So hats off to you, Calvin, and the Tourism Board Committee.
Here, here.
And I think go ahead.
I have a small question on the parking thing. Mm-hmm. I'll have the floor. Does the parking issue that's going to be resolved in June, does that also affect the alternate side street parking?
I do not know. I'd have to ask the mayor. Probably does, because I think, you know, the full ticketing will...
All parking would be restored.
I think so, but I don't want to be quoted on that because I don't know for certain. But okay. I'm assuming it is.
Okay. Thanks.
You'll have to ask the mayor's office for... for certain. Council members, anybody else like to have anything? If not, anybody in the audience, please send me a thing, an emoji to our internet manager here, and he will let you in if you want to have the opportunity to speak. We seem to have about a dozen or so non-members. But I don't see any hands raised. So with that, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
Maybe you should give it a moment longer, Tom.
Okay, John. Okay. Not yet. Go on, put your hand down. anyone? Okay, I don't see it in the chat room either. So, Dewan, motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Shersha.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Is there any objection? Because if there is, we have to have a roll call vote. No objection. With that, the meeting's over. Thank you all. This can only get better. And my biggest fear is that by the time we actually manage to do this really well, it'll be over. But that shouldn't be a fear. That should be something to look forward to. So good night.
Don't count on ever doing this very well.
Good night, all.